Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Welcome back to All of It on WNYC. Now is the time of the week on All of It where we try to help you sort through what's happening around town with help from our colleague, Charlie Herman. Charlie's WNYC's culture editor, and every Friday he comes by to highlight one thing he's excited about that's coming up or opening, and one thing that culture lovers should rush out and see before it goes away. Welcome back, Charlie.
Hello, Allison. So first up, I think people should get ready to check out its opening this coming Tuesday on the 19th. It's Merrily We Roll Along. This is a musical by Stephen Sondheim and George Firth. It'll be at Roundabout's Laura Pell's Theater. And this is a show that's had a bit of a complicated history. If you're not familiar with it, it's a story about three friends, Charlie, Frank, and Mary. Frank is a songwriter, a movie producer. Charlie's his collaborator, and Mary is an author. And the story is told backwards. So basically, you meet them in their 40s when they've had successes and failures and children and broken marriages and, you know, love affairs. Mm-hmm. And they've had these dreams about what they want to be. But you see the story in reverse and you get to the point of when they meet one another when they're in their late teens and their 20s. I mean, think about who you were back then and the dreams that you had and the people that you met. I don't know about you, but I have several close friends who I met at that time period.
Yes.
And in a way, no matter what happens in the rest of my life, whether we fall out or stay close, like, they're always there. And that's what the show is trying to tap into. I think it's funny. I saw it years ago, and maybe I didn't quite grasp it. But as I get older, it becomes one of those shows that you really get. For example, at the very end of the show, which is the beginning, is this song called Our Time.
I called a producer.
I sent off the one act.
I started the story.
He said to come see him.
I dropped out of college.
I met this musician.
I'm playing a nightclub.
They're doing my one act.
I'm working for Red Bull.
I rewrote the ballad.
I finished the story.
We started rehearsals.
I threw out the story and then the musician. I'm moving to popular science.
We're opening doors, singing. Look who's here. Beginning to sail on a dime. That faraway shore's
I love the back to like Broadway.
Exactly. And Sondheim was going for that. He wanted to get that sort of old classic, because theoretically in the show, this is happening in about the 1950s or so for these characters. Now, when the show opened in 1981, it closed 16 days later. And this was a big shock because Sondheim was, you know, he and Hal Prince, who directed the show, they never worked together until years later after this experience. Things didn't go well. It got negative reviews. Audiences didn't really understand it.
Was it too modern?
Modern. It was unconventional. I mean, people liked the music, but they didn't really quite get the way it was done. It was also done with a really young cast. And just a little fact here, Jason Alexander from Seinfeld was actually in that original production in 1981. So the show that is being done at the Roundabout is actually by a company called Fiasco. And they are a 6-member company. They met in grad school at Brown University.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. I guess someone went to Brown. They were formed about 15 years ago, and they really focus on ensemble productions. You know, they not the works where you have one star in it, but they really try and focus on this ensemble. They have focused in the past on Shakespeare, but a couple years ago, they did a production of another Sondheim show, Into the Woods. Mm-hmm. And after that experience, they have been working very closely with Sondheim on this show. They have access to a lot of the earlier scripts, the 1981 script. They have some of the revisions that were done to the script. They even had access to use the original show from Kaufman and Hart, who wrote a play in the 30s called Merrily We Roll Along that the musical was based on. And so they've incorporated all of this. And in a way, it is a show that if people know the musical, mm-hmm. they will know it. But there are also new elements to it that they're really trying to focus on the ensemble, the main characters in the show, and not, you know, a huge cast. So that is opening officially next week.
All right. What's closing that we got to get to?
So on the 24th, later this month at the Met Museum, there's a show called Jewelry, the Body Transformed.
Oh, go. I accidentally ended up there.
And?
2 days ago.
And what did you think?
I thought that I should run out of the gift shop after because I wanted to buy everything.
I will be honest, I wasn't sure I was going to go check it out, but I did with a coworker here. It is a stunning show. Mm-hmm. I mean, the way the works are shown, these works of jewelry are shown, is very stunning, especially the first room that you walk into. They're sort of hanging in midair. But what is particularly interesting is the way that they've organized organize the exhibit. It's not just about here's a pretty item, and many of them, of course, are. But really, it is they are trying to explore these questions of what is jewelry, why do we wear it, how does it transform our body, and they break it into chapters about, you know, divinity, how jewelry ties us to the immortal. Or the regal, how it connects us to royalty and authority. There are about 230 works on view, from most of them from the Met's collection itself, and all 17 curatorial departments at the Met were involved in putting together the show. It's a really interesting way of looking at jewelry, which in many ways was the first art form, something that you find in all cultures around the world.
Charlie Herman, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Allison Stewart. That's it for this week of All of It. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time.